Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
How about you, Sharon?
Wonderful. Happy to be here.
I know. I'm so glad. You know, I was gone in Michigan with my daughter, and can't believe I have two married daughters.
Two?
And they're beautiful. Oh, yeah. I saw the pictures. I could not believe how beautiful. I love weddings.
I have to tell you, this was, you know, it's funny because they kind of like the same thing, but it was a little different. And you know, obviously being back in Michigan, it's beautiful back there. And it was in a barn overlooking the vineyards under a 400-year tree. Is where she got married.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
So, and I really didn't, I did a lot for the week that I was back there, but it was amazing. So anyways, thank you for everybody on Facebook liking it. And I kind of was sharing some pictures and stuff like that.
So pretty.
Anyways, well, I am so glad to be here. And I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're all about having a good life, feeling good and doing good.
And enjoying this beautiful weather. It's been so hot this week. And today is such a nice day. I could feel the cold air when I went out this morning.
There you go. How you doing, Tom?
Doing well over here, Kim.
All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody, if anybody's just tuning in with us right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And here is where we have lots of different interviews with lots of different people and books and authors and just, you know, different things that we have going on. And we love to give back. So one, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, right? And if you want to be a part of our team, we're looking for more team players that want to be a part of the Kim Pagano Show. It's all about, you know, living a really great life. And Sherry is part of our team. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I've been getting to my canoeing twice a week, so I'm happy. And I was, you know, about this whole wedding thing, I'm hoping that this spring, you know, my daughter's boyfriend pops the question. So send some positive energy this way.
Okay, there you go. And everything going good with you?
Everything's great. My kids are back in school. We're sort of getting back into a routine. I love them home in the summer, but I also love just kind of having that time during the day.
There you go.
Catch up on books and whatnot.
Tom, you cool?
It's all good. It's hockey. It's fun. And hanging out in beautiful Ventura County.
There you go. All right. Well, I want everybody to write this phone number down. We always have things we are promoting and playing with so many people out here in the 805. So write this phone number down, 805-419-0008, 419-0008, or you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. That number is going to get you to win any of these things that Tom's about to talk about right now. And also, all you have to do is give us a call all the way through the show, leave us your name and your number, and tell us what you're talking about, which one of the gifts that we're giving away. So with that, also, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Tom, what do we got?
We have at the Rubicon Theater the play Conviction, which is Broadway bound, so they believe. Excellent play, getting great reviews. It runs through the 28th of September. Ventura County Comedy Festival, the Ventura Comedy Festival that goes through all the way up to the 28th. Also, some great comics going through there, so we'll have some laughs for you. Local Girl Makes Good, Colby Calais performing at the Fred Cavalli Theater on the 26th of September. And we also have Mary Lambert performance at Janet and Ray Sure Forum. And that's the theater also in Thousand Oaks at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. We have 2014 Ventura County Farm Day and Barbecue on the 27th. And last but not least, a huge show at the Ventura, that's at Seaside Park, Ventura County Fairgrounds, the Harvest Festival, original art and craft show that is happening October 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
That's right. And all of those, you can be one of our guests here. So give us a call. In fact, let's just do right off the bat. Let's start with a couple of passes to Conviction at the Rubicon Theater. That's playing 9/3 to 9/28. Today, I want to let you know about our show. And I'm really excited. We're going to have Alana Pooled and Matthew Lederman. And they're going to talk about their book, The Forks Over Knives Plan. I've heard a lot about this. And then also, we're going to to talk with what women really want. And lastly, we've got my friend Huck Flynn. He is a blast. He is so much fun. And we're going to talk about Wally World music. So stay with us here on The Kim Pagano Show, AM 1590 KVTA. Let's welcome our first guest on. And I'm not sure if we have both of them, Alana and Matthew. Are you there?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am, this is Alona, and I'm a family practitioner who specializes in nutrition and lifestyle medicine.
Yes.
And I'm Matt Letterman. I'm an internist who also focuses on reversing disease, getting people healthier using nutrition and lifestyle.
You know, it's interesting. I'm also a hair therapist, and I think one of my clients, now, this is a big thing that you guys have, right? Do you have a CD and other things with us?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
The forks over knife. Is this, how long has this been going on?
The Forks Over Knives, the documentary came out a few years back.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, that's what I thought.
And it really spread word of mouth because people were getting better. People were feeling fantastic, and they wanted to share that gift with other people, and it's just been spreading over and over again.
Wow, that's great. So what is Forks Over Knives' plan?
So the Forks Over Knives' plan is a four-week meal-by-meal transition plan, and what we do is we kind of go ease people through making the transition from breakfast to lunch to dinner. So the first week focuses on breakfast, the second on lunch, the third on dinner, and the fourth is kind of taking your program and tweaking it for your individual lifelong success.
Wow. Okay. And so what does week one include? What does that week one include?
So week one is transforming breakfast. And so what we ask people to do is kind of think about what they're eating for breakfast now. And what they're surprised to find is a lot of times what they're the titles, at least, of what they're eating, they'll find in the back of the book in the recipe section, like potato hashes or scrambles.
Great pictures, by the way, in your book.
Sorry?
I said great pictures, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Sherry Gaba. You know, I kind of am on the run in the morning, and I have a question since I'm sitting here eating my yogurt, and that's my breakfast. So tell me, is yogurt a healthy way to start the day?
So what we tell people is the health-promoting food groups are fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes, your starchy vegetables like potatoes, squash, seeds. Those are the health-promoting foods. And then what we want people to do is to try and eat those foods or dishes made from ingredients in those areas, and that can include everything from pancakes to oatmeal to French toast to fruit salad to a smoothie, and you can use all of those, and there's many more, to make various breakfast options, for example.
No, that answered my question.
Yeah. Matthew, I'm always watching my weight and trying to watch calories and see how many calories I intake during the day. Is there a certain number of calories I should keep my breakfast at? I know long-term it should be more about possibly just eating something healthy every single morning, but when you're trying to lose weight, you really have to watch the calories to make sure you're not overeating some certain type of food. Is there a certain amount I should stick to just for my breakfast?
That's actually a good question. What we talk about this concept of calorie density in the book pretty thoroughly, and basically by choosing these foods, it allows your body to shut off hunger signals at the appropriate times that if you're overweight, weight will come off, and then once you reach an ideal weight, you'll stay at that weight. And it's all based on how the food, which is higher in fiber and water, which processed foods and animal foods are lacking, and it helps stretch the stomach in a way that shuts off hunger signals with the appropriate number of calories instead of significantly more calories than you need, which results in gaining.
So what would be the perfect thing for me to eat for breakfast out of your book, The Forks Over Knives Plan?
The perfect thing is...
And that's I'm glad you're asking that, because breakfast is always a hard one for me, so
is.
I just have a protein drink. But
so the perfect thing is whatever, if you go through the recipes or the dishes and you say, hey, that's the food that's really appealing to me, I'm going to eat that for a while. What happens to me is I'll eat the same breakfast food for a while, and then I'll switch it up when I get bored with it.
I have a friend that just believes, you know, for his heart, oatmeal every day. I mean, he eats oatmeal every single day.
Perfect.
And there's a lot of success in repetitive eating if it's a healthy choice and it keeps you full for your daily, weekly diet. To eat the same thing every day. You know the calories. You know it's healthy. You know it's good for you to keep you full the rest of the day.
Oh, like the Subway diet.
Exactly.
Subway sandwich diet.
Yeah, but I like what he's saying is sometimes you get bored. You know
oh, no,
what I
you
mean?
Have to
yeah.
change it up. But for yeah. like a week, just for 1 week, eat one of those recipes. Yeah. Then the next week, and you could sort of
yeah,
make
and
more than one item.
And that's
kind of
what I
want
to hear. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now to the brighter side of the 805. And I'm so glad that you're starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Alona and Matthew, and we're talking about their book, The Forks Over Knives Plan. It was a documentary, and I heard all about it. One of my clients said, "You haven't heard this? Let me make sure you listen." And so I was so excited to do this interview because I have heard about it and I have heard of the success. So what does we talked about 1 week, okay? What happens the second week?
Second week is transforming lunch.
Is
and
it
within each one of these weeks? There's also a nutrition education component and a making it practical component, and then a section on testimonials on patients who have gone through this program and the successes, them sharing the successes that they've achieved. So in the nutrition components, we talk about common questions that we would get from our patients. Where do we get our protein? How do we get our calcium? What about fat? And then making it practical is how do we cook this way? What's a menu plan look like? Shopping list. How do we eat out or travel with these foods? How do we make this available to our friends and family? How do we deal with social pressures? And so on and so forth.
Wow. And now, what is your journey with this? I mean, is that something that you, I mean, why did you start this?
So for me, I was in medical school after completing a Chinese medical program as well. And in my second year of medical school, my father, who was 55, died suddenly of a heart attack.
Hmm. Okay.
And for me, it was not only personally devastating, it was professionally devastating as well, because I had a Chinese medical background and a Western medical background, and I couldn't figure out why a man on the Mediterranean diet with cholesterol, but on a cholesterol-lowering medication, so his numbers were good, why that happened to him. And I knew that I was missing a piece, and I was really fortunate to meet Matt, who was already delving in nutrition, plant-based nutrition. And as I looked more into it, as I researched, as I observed patients who were adopting the plant-based diet, I started to see that this was the component I was missing.
Wow.
This was the key that was taking patients who for years and years have been on pills and who resorted to procedures to manage their disease, were now being able to reverse and treat their conditions.
Wow, very cool, very cool. So I know you had a question. We're almost at the end.
I'm looking at this quickest breakfast wrap. Now, this is perfect for on-the-go person. It's a breakfast wrap, but it's peanut butter, it's apple butter or fruit, banana, raisins. That's everything quick right out of your pantry that you can probably make without even going to the store.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a great recipe. I really like that.
So really quick, I would love to have you guys back because we barely got into any part of it. But so what is the last week? What is week four?
That's where we fine-tune the program. We iron out any wrinkles. You assess sort of how's it going. Where do you want to end up? What is still needed? What obstacles are you still running into? When people, quote-unquote, fall off the wagon, that's really actually just information. There's some need that's not being met. And we can figure out how to meet it in almost every single case and do so in a much more healthy way than they're used to doing. So we just sort of help people work through that process.
Ooh, wow. Figuring out why you make bad food choices.
I know.
It's so hard.
We invest in so many things. Why not invest in ourselves? I just don't get that part. But I love what you're both doing. I love your book. I'd love to have you back because there's so much more. We haven't talked about your favorite recipes. And can you leave us with one favorite easy recipe?
So the South of the Border pizza.
South of the Border pizza. Okay, what is that?
So it's pizza dough with beans and avocado, and you can I sort of spice it up with some tomatoes and extra seasonings. You can I actually personally like to put a little bit of hummus on there, and it makes it a little bit creamier, and some nutritional yeast.
I love it. Where do we find your book? Where can everybody get one of these in their hand?
You can go to most local bookstores. Barnes & Noble carries it, Amazon.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I would love to have you both back, and if you could email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, I would love to get you back on so we can dive into this a little bit more.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
You got it. All
people
right.
You can also get more resources at forksoverknives.com as far as supporting their transition, more information on various nutrition topics, you know, and other activities that are going on.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about what women really want. And it's going to be surprising what really, I mean, we know what we want right in here.
Right.
But, you know, yeah. So anyways, let's give something away right now. How about some laughter tickets, Laughter by the Sea. And we've got Ventura Comedy Festival coming up. And that is 9/27 at 8 p.m. Bad Girls of Comedy. And so I'd love to get some tickets to that. Then we also got Clean Comedy Show. So anyways, let's give two sets of tickets away. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And remember, you're listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. Stay with us.
In school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you are at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 a month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-5140. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-5140. That's 805-375-5140. Located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-5140.
On October 6th, the 28th annual Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament will be returning to the North Ranch Country Club. The tournament will feature a putting contest, brunch, refreshments on the course, cocktail hour, silent auction, helicopter ball drop, and awards dinner. Be prepared for some fun in the sun while supporting your local Rotary Club. For more information, please contact Nancy Lasota at 805-469-4548. Sign up online at www.sunriserotarygolfer.com. Are you ready for an evening full of amazement? The Carrie Moore Spiritual Medium event is on October 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Wood Ranch Golf Club. You can expect a mind-blowing evening of divine love and enlightenment from Spirit. There will be spirit connections, dinner, and a raffle. You'll be given a chance to win a Zoom professional whitening treatment and a gift basket of Brocato hair products. Visit www.carriemoorepsychicmedium.com/clairvoyantcorner for more information and to purchase tickets. On September 27th, join the students for Eco Education in Agriculture at the second annual Ventura County Farm Day. Each location will have activities including guided tours, farmer meet and greets, question and answer sessions, taste testing, produce picking, and more. This is a free, fun day for the entire family, and participants are encouraged to visit as many farms as they can. The Farm Day festivities will continue through the evening at McGrath Family Farm in Camarillo with the Ventura County Farm Day Barbecue. Local farm-to-table chef Tim McCoyne will be providing seasonal sides, while the young farmers and ranchers are grilling up a storm. Milk and Honey Farm will supply the delectable desserts. Again, this event is for the entire family. There'll be live music, dancing, photo booth, and games to keep the kids entertained. Visit the Farm Day website at VenturaCountyFarmDay.com for more information and purchase tickets to the Farm Day Barbecue at Ventura County Farm Day BBQ.eventbrite.com.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And so glad that you are waking up with us here on the brighter side of the 805. That's where we are right now. And our next guest is What Women Really Want. And we've got Anne-Marie Merle. And she's going to be talking about it. I love your cover because I was just saying, us girls in here, we want one of those.
I know. You guys look great.
Yeah, I love it. So
I want love.
You want love? There you go. Okay. How about you? What do you want?
I think I need calmness.
Okay.
I just need to not be so busy. Calmness.
Okay. Isn't that funny? We all want something. I like not putting out any major fires. I like, maybe that is a little calmness.
But then I'll get bored and I'll need some excitement in my life.
Yeah.
So, I twist back and forth.
Exactly.
Right?
Anyways, Anne Marie, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Great. Hi. Thank you so much for joining us here on our Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what do women really want?
I am the CEO and editor-in-chief of Politichicks.com. And in our book, What Women Really Want, what we really, really want is strength. We want strong homes. We want a strong family. We want strong men. We want a strong economy. Absolutely. We want strength in our lives in all aspects of that.
So I'm just thinking, I have to ask this question. This thing about emasculating husbands and sons, I need help in that area because, you know, when we're strong all day and we're very powerful and we have great things going on, and, you know, we sort of like embrace that masculine spirit. How do we bring in that feminine spirit at home?
It's,
and I don't have a husband, but in terms of maybe my dating or whatever.
I was a single mom for 6 years with a son. I raised a son. It is really difficult. I'm not going to give you any easy answers because society is confusing men and boys to the point that they don't know what to think. They don't know whether to be more feminine or more masculine because society is pretty much telling them, if you are complimentary to a woman, if you try to open the door for her, if you try to just be a gentleman, you're going to be ridiculed.
My God, who are these women? I mean, those are the kind of men. I want to meet those kind of men. I find in the dating world, I know both of you are married, my co-host here, but the men don't make a whole lot of effort. They don't make the plans. They don't make you feel like you're really special. It's kind of like a lazy dating.
It's not as formal as it used to be.
How about like I'll find a really great restaurant to take? I mean,
absolutely.
I think we're giving them the wrong messages because I was married before and divorced. And, you know, when I met my husband now, I was like, I am woman, watch me roar. Okay. Well, what kind of guy is going to go, okay, so let me plan your night for you, you know? So we kind of give mixed messages. What's your thought on that, Anne-Marie?
Well, again, men have been bullied into submission. It's been going on for decades that they've been told women don't need anyone to hold the door open for them. How insulting if you hold the door open for me. I'm perfectly capable of opening my own door. They've heard that through the years so many times that they stop. And I don't blame them for stopping.
You know what? My husband just started opening the door for me again and the car door. And
I love it. It's funny.
Yeah. And I have to remember to say thank you.
And we have to remember to teach that to our boys. I took my boys to the doctor the other day. And, of course, they let the door slam on my face. And I started beating on the door. And they're like, what's wrong with you? And I said, come back here and open this door for me. And the receptionist in the pediatrician's office was hysterical. But I was standing there, and you need to know to do this for people.
Sometimes I think, though, it's just about being clueless. I mean, I was I was canoeing Sunday, and then we went and got some coffee, and I was with a couple, the husband and the wife, and we're leaving the little snack stand. He, you know, she walks out, he walks out, I'm in back of him, and he just, like, closes the door on me. Like, really? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to keep the door open? But I think it was more of a cluelessness versus,
I think,
like,
that Jennifer has a really good, I think we need to teach our sons, you know, I mean, that's really where it starts, you know. I mean, yeah, and our men, if they have it, we need to tell them what we want. I think that's what this is all about. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking about a new book, What Women Really Want. And I love your hot pink, really, you know. So tell us what the new lady in our society is today. I'm curious about that statement.
Well, I think the new lady today is also confused because we've been told, we've been directed for decades what feminists are all about, what women are supposed to be about. And the one thing that I've been shocked about with the criticism we've gotten for our book, What Women Really Want, isn't so much about the content of our book, but the way we look. they've ridiculed, they've talked about Dr. Zena Morgan and me. They've called us Barbies. They've talked about Botox, which we haven't had, by the way, and I'm terrified of having a needle stuck in my face. But, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that they're attacking us for instead of what we're actually saying, because what we're saying is the truth. It's just kind of common sense.
Come on, Tom. Women, let's get a guy's point of view here.
Yeah, what's your
thought?
Yeah,
what do you think?
It's brutal. It's just, I'm 56, so I went to college during that period where it really flipped, and I can't even tell one story. I'm a little nervous about it still, that happened to me. But back then, you'd hold the door open for a woman, and you would get the worst, angriest, like, gosh, I can do that myself, I can do this.
Right.
And I'm looking, saying, look, if it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, I would hold the door open. This is a handshake.
It's a polite thing to do, absolutely.
It's courtesy. Mm-hmm.
I asked her, how much can you bench? Let's go.
Yeah.
But I think men probably, and I sometimes hear this, that there's women flip-flop back and forth. Not all women, but you go from being like, I can do anything.
Bingo. Bingo.
To, I cannot believe you did not plan this.
Wow, the, you know, the guy can't win.
You can,
it's,
I can,
like, lose.
I can see that. My husband sometimes refers to that as the voices.
Woman's prerogative, as we used to call it.
Which one am I speaking to now? That's sometimes, as a guy, that's what you want to ask.
Absolutely, I can see how that'd be a little confusing.
I think women are confused because we're brought up thinking, at least my generation, we're going to be taken care of. But make sure you have a career, just in case.
I think you get to because we're a little bit different in age.
Yes.
You know, I think my parents made sure that there was nothing that I didn't think I could do. Like, the idea that I couldn't do something because I was a girl did not even enter my mind. But then on the same hand, when you become a mom, what's your plan? You know what I'm saying? You're raised with one thought.
And then sometimes you become a single mom like you have, Anne Marie, and it's like, the plan is, I've got to do it all.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's another thing that we talk about in our book, What Women Really Want, is the strength has to come from the family. It has got to come from a mother and a father teaching your children the basics about life and about love and about history and even government. And it's got to come from the home. It's got to come from your mom telling the boys, explaining why it's important to cherish women and girls as they're growing up, and especially going through teenage years. And for girls, what they should expect and what they should demand.
That's exactly
from
right.
Anyone they date. And we've lost that. And because, again, people have been bullied into submission. They've decided that what society has told them to do is what they should do instead of what their instincts. They're actually fighting against their instincts, because I think parents know that they should do that, but they haven't had to, and it's been, again, bullied out of them.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you, so what steps do you think that both men and women can take to alter their, you know, their way in life, I guess, so that they can get what their message is out?
Well, it's difficult because this generation just it's kind of bypassed a lot of this generation, Generation Y. That's interesting that it's called Y.
Yeah.
Because it's confusing. I think it's a very confusing age to kids. People my age, I'm 52, we were raised, it's a different world. We were raised in a different world with a different set of values and standards. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
No, go ahead. Oh. Question. Oh, okay. Okay, so what are we going to find in your book?
You are going to find a commentary. Morgan is a famous movie star, so her aspect of the book is basically about Hollywood and how it's affected the culture over the generations. And Dr. Gina brings more of a psychological type aspect to the book and talks about how it's affected the psyche of Americans, how this losing touch with what's important and what's real in life. And then for me, I started out as a Democrat, and it's kind of my journey into activism, into realizing that all of us have got to step out and make a difference. If we want to really affect change, we've got to do it ourselves.
So is this about each one of your journeys? Is it about each one of your journeys in life?
In a way, yeah, it is. It's kind of our journey, how we began, how we started out. We all started out as not really involved. We were involved in our personal lives, but we weren't really reaching out beyond that. And then we each came to the realization, again, that if we want to make changes, instead of throwing things at our television sets, we had to do it ourselves. It's kind of like Michael Jackson. If you want to make a change, you got to look in the mirror.
I love it. It starts within yourself.
Quick
right?
question, Anne-Marie. What can you tell us one thing we should not do to men or to boys in terms of emasculating them? What is the number one rule we should not do?
Wow. That is such a good question, and it's so deep.
I know. It's probably not that easy.
It's not an easy question, but I think that it really, really does start with explaining to them exactly why they have to be respectful and why it's important to cherish the people that they love and should be respecting. And it is a matter of respect. There's such a loss of respect that's been happening in America in families. And it comes from broken families and seeing so many people that possibly disappoint the children in their lives. And you, as parents, as a mother especially, you have to keep reinforcing to them that they're loved and that they have to earn respect.
Wow.
Throughout their lives.
Yeah, and you know, the whole thing about it's a man's world, right? You know, it needs to be, you know, kind of a community world. We want it to be. I know Tom and I had a huge discussion on being, you know, as a couple, you're a team. And he's like, you know, or a partner. It was a partner, you know. And to me, that's what I want. I want a partner in life.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Coming from Tom as a male, he's like, I don't want a partner. I want a wife and a lover. And well, that's kind of all in there as a partner. You know, you want somebody who's going to take the you know, bullet for you at times, and you're going to take the bullet for them.
Absolutely, I agree. That's a team. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just probably in a man's view, it's a different package than it is for a woman's, in a woman's view.
But
it's difficult for women that are single, especially, because, I mean, I've been married now for 18 years. I dated him for 5 years after being a single mom for 6 years. It's as great a mom as I may have been to my son, I couldn't be a mother and a father.
So
and that's
true.
Where those 6 years of my son's life, he's 29 now, those 6 years are still affecting and influencing his life.
Oh, it absolutely does.
They were so
does.
Difficult. You can't be both. As much as a woman thinks she can do everything, she can't be a man.
My own daughter, I think, is experiencing that now. You know, she's in a relationship. She's in her late 20s, and I was a single mom from the time she was a year old. Yeah. And basically, I couldn't be both. And she's become, she's a very strong, strong female. Modeling after me. So
right.
You know.
And you know, I love, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. We really just come to this world with different directions and different things that we think of. And so, you know, I love that we just need to be a little clearer on what women really want. Where do we find your book?
It's on Amazon. It's in bookstores everywhere. If it's call your local bookstore first. If it's not there, then ask them to order it, and it can be there in a couple of days. But anyway, Amazon.com, Walmart.com. All over the place.
Anne Marie, I'd love to have you back. I'd love to follow, you know, a little bit more deeper into this of what women really want. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk with Hillary Fogelson. And we're going to talk about Pale Girl Speaks and A Year of Uncovered. It's, you know, there's a little bit of a huge message in here, and I'm excited to share it, and it's a lot of knowledge. That's what we do here. I'd love to give away some tickets right now to the Ventura County Farm Day and Barbecue, and that is 9/27, and all the farms have gotten together, and it is a farm-to-table. Chef Tim McGrath over at the Camarillo farm over there. So definitely, let's give a couple passes away right now, 805-419-0008. Thank you so much. Stay with us.
Nothing without a woman or a girl.
On September 27th, join the students for Eco Education in Agriculture at the 2nd Annual Ventura County Farm Day. Each location will have activities including guided tours, farmer meet and greets, question and answer sessions, taste testing, produce picking, and more. This is a free, fun day for the entire family, and participants are encouraged to visit as many farms as they can. The Farm Day festivities will continue through the evening at McGrath Family Farm in Camarillo with the Ventura County Farm Day Barbecue. Local farm-to-table chef Tim McCoyne will be providing seasonal sides while the young farmers and ranchers are grilling up the storm. Milk and Honey Farm will supply the delectable desserts. Again, this event is for the entire family. There'll be live music, dancing, photo booth, and games to keep the kids entertained. Visit the Farm Day website at VenturaCountyFarmDay.com for more information and purchase tickets to the Farm Day Barbecue at Ventura County Farm Day BBQ.eventbrite.com.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you are at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 a month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-5140. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-5140. That's 805-375-5140. Located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-5140.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And, you know, we've got this little model over here, Jennifer, who's looking hot. And everybody was just hearing that great commercial there. Talk to us about what you're doing and why you look so hot.
Reduce Medical Weight Control. I cannot say enough about it. It's a great plan. It's something that I started a couple weeks ago. I've been doing really well on it. I've struggled with my weight since I've had kids, and I've wanted to lose those last couple pounds of baby weight, but I didn't really know how, and this is Actually, I take that back. I did know how. I didn't. Yeah, I wasn't able to do it.
Right.
And this has really enabled me to, this program has enabled me to make good choices, start more of a healthy lifestyle, and be able to walk away from food and say, no, that's enough. I'm full. I don't need any more chips and dip. I don't need dessert. I don't need these things. So I can encourage everyone to contact Reduce Medical Weight Control in Newberry Park. The phone number is 805-375-5140. The best part about it is there is medical staff in the office ready to help you. There's no food to buy. There's a very small fee, no contracts. You can do it by the month, and it's really a great program.
Do you think she likes it?
I think so.
I do. I really
looks
like
great.
It.
Look at her sexy heels.
I know.
Thank you.
A whole different you.
Yeah. Thank you. I really feel great on it. It's like I said, though, it's not a miracle drug. It's a lifestyle change. So
right.
I really
and
like that.
It's a pill, right?
It
and
is
then
a
they
pill,
monitor
but
you and everything.
Every week you go in to be weighed, have your heart rate checked, your blood pressure, all of that. But it's not, I don't feel like I could clean my house for 5 days without eating.
Oh.
You know, it doesn't give you that. It gives you control.
Very cool. Very cool. And I know, Sherry, you wanted to talk about
something.
Yeah,
I just
really
wanted to announce a couple things. I talk a lot about SOBA, and I send people to the phone number. But if you ever want to just check out their website, learn more about them, go to SOBAMalibu.net. That's SOBAMalibu.net. And also, go to WakeUpRecovery.com, WakeUpRecovery.com. I get a lot of requests. People want to learn how to work with addicts and alcoholics. And so I have created a 10-week course, and I'm going to have a free call September 23rd. So to learn more about this program and get a free audio meditation, go to WakeUpRecovery.com, and you will learn all about this amazing program where, you know, it could be a program you can take just for yourself if you're wanting to eliminate some sort of habit in your life that's no longer working, or you want to work with others. WakeUpRecovery.com.
You're so good at what you do. You're so passionate about it, too. So
I'm excited about this program. It's a little bit different than the 12 steps. It kind of goes beyond the 12 steps.
There you go. All right. Well, our next guest, I'm really excited to talk with her, and Hillary Fogelson. She's got her journey, and her book is Pale Girl Speaks, and A Year Uncovered. And, you know, you're all going to know what it's about, but it's really a lesson to all of us. I love when somebody else is you know, bold enough to share their journey with us, and so that it's a message we can have. So, Hillary, are you there?
I am.
Welcome.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to write this book.
Well, I was diagnosed with melanoma the first time when I was 25, and, you know, it was a completely shocking diagnosis, obviously, when you hear the word cancer and you're 25. You can't believe that the person is talking about you. And I started writing just as I was going through surgery and recovery, just kind of as a way to get my feelings out, frustrations, and it was really just a journal. And then as I approached my 10-year anniversary, and I'd had melanoma several other times in between, I felt like the culture and people's knowledge of what melanoma was hadn't really changed all that much, and I thought maybe that my book in some small way could change that, get people talking about it, and help educate young people about the dangers of, you know, overexposure to the sun and tanning beds.
You know, Hillary, this is Sherry Gaba. I grew up in Southern California, and so it was all about tanning. It was all about, you know, putting oil up all
baby
over.
Baby oil, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I think, you know, and you know, I work, or you may not know, I work in addictions, and there's a lot of denial, I think, around skin cancer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I really believe that.
Hillary, I've had melanoma as well. That's how I found your book online and all that. And people, that I always say, this is the first thing people say when they see me at the beach. And I have little kids, so we go to the beach lot, and I'll be covered from head to toe.
Right.
I would never have met my husband after melanoma, because it is not a good look at the beach.
Right.
But I know that I need to stay covered. That's not where I'm going to get that little bit extra sun. And when I first meet people, that's so admirable that you'll wear that getup. And once they've become my friend, they're like, seriously? You're going to keep wearing that? It's not that sunny. But I don't think people realize how damaging the sun can
be. Listen, I'm in my 50s, and I, for the first time, I am embarrassed to tell you, I'm dark-skinned. I'm dark.
Right.
Yeah. I get
you have
tan.
Olive skin.
I have olive
skin. That's the skin pale people wish for.
Olive skin. So I never worried about it, but in the last 2 weeks, I had a couple of things removed from my face, a couple of dark spots. And so basically, I wore sunscreen the last 2 weeks and a hat.
Ever?
Right?
Have you never worn it?
Never.
I mean, never worn it?
Never.
Wow. I always wear sunscreen.
Ever.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's most people, unless they've had some sort of personal experience or someone in their immediate family, most women in particular don't really start taking care of their skin until they start seeing wrinkles and they start aging. I mean, that's the reality.
That's really
of it.
True. Absolutely.
You know, we start seeing the damage we've done, and then it's like a panic, and we're trying to backpedal and go, oh my gosh, why did I do all that? And
it's true.
But if we could get people on board with this early, I mean, I think about my girls, I have young girls, and I realize they're going to be 40 years old, and they're going to look like they're going to have the skin of a 20-year-old because they're protecting their skin.
Right.
And the sun ages us. But, you know, talking about addiction, tanning beds are absolutely addicting.
Oh,
they've proven
for sure.
that.
Yeah.
And the feeling you get when you tan is addicting. And there are many women, men too, but there are many young women who are absolutely addicted to tanning.
Actually, I mean, there are treatments for depression of using sun lamps.
Yeah, and some of those lamps are okay. It depends on the kind of light. I mean, I know I'm really affected by light. If I'm in a dark place or it's really overcast for a week, I've got a headache and I don't feel great. So, you know, getting sun is important. It's not about living in a cave or in a tunnel. And I do a lot of things outside, and my girls do too. You just have to do it safely.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, Hillary. I was so excited that you were willing to come on the show right now that it all worked out for our schedules, because I find that this is the worst time of the year for me for a sunburn. Like yesterday, it was so hot on Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, and I was in a tank top, and I knew I had to get back in my car, but I had a few things I had to do.
Right.
So I think this is like the time when you really don't think about it because you're not at the beach laying out.
Well, yeah. I mean, you do get we get so much sun in our cars. You know, we spend a lot of time in California driving, and a lot of people don't realize how much sun they're getting through their side windows and through the windshield. And it's why, you know, a lot of us are getting sunspots on our hands, and we're getting more sunspots on the left side of our body in this country and the left side of our face and arm because of the car. And in Europe, they get more skin cancer on the right side of their body.
On the right side. Now, Hillary, what was your story? So if you want to share with us, you know, I mean, where was your cancer, your melanoma?
I was first diagnosed, it was on my stomach, and I had been seeing a dermatologist since high school, you know, for skin, for acne, and she had said to me, you're very fair, and you should come see me once a year for a full skin check. And honestly, I was a teenager. I don't know why I kind of listened to her, but I did really trust her. And so I went to school in New York, and I came back, and I kept seeing her once a year. I made sure I went in, and she would check me. And to be honest, I never really thought all that much about what she was looking for. And occasionally, she would take things off. And but I came in one time, and she said, you know, I need to take this off. And she calls me a week later and says, you have melanoma, and you need to go in and meet with an oncologist. And
did you have to go through the radiation or any of that?
No, I was really lucky that she caught it early, and so it was just a wide excision. And, you know, catching melanoma early, That's the key.
I do want to just remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now and, you know, hearing our show. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking with Hillary Fogelson, and we're talking about, I love, your book name, Pale Girl Speaks. You know, it's funny because my husband is dark or tan like you, easy, and I am always sunblock. Now I've got the hat, you know, but I was in those days, you know, with the, you know, Tropic Hawaiian, right? Or, you know,
right.
And I had a hair salon that we actually had a sunbed there, you know, but now look back, I was like, what were we thinking? You know, I have a client that both of her sons have melanoma.
Ooh.
And I see we have to be so careful. So there's some things that you want to look on your body and make sure that you have them looked at, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, we need to know our bodies really well. And I tell people, look, before you hop in the shower, it's such an easy thing to just always be looking at your body, and you're going to know it better than anyone. If you see something changing, something feels weird, it's itching, you need to go have it checked out. And everyone should be going to get a full body skin check once a year. And I mean like naked. You should have no clothes on. And they need to look in your scalp and those places that you can't see and between your toes and the middle of your back. And, you know, you don't just get melanoma on your arm. So seeing someone with a really good trained eye, you know, every year is really important.
You know, Hillary, what I loved about your book, I have to admit, I was a little afraid to read it because being that I had melanoma.
It was so close to home.
I was like, ooh, do I read this? I don't know if I can do this tonight. Like, you know, I don't know if I can go there right now.
Because yeah.
I remember when I first had it and you said in your book, you went to a therapist and I was thinking, gosh, I probably should have done that because I spent so much time worrying. I had a newborn baby when they found it.
Yeah.
And so I spent so much time worrying. And it's so interesting because a lot of people write books about breast cancer and lung cancer, but melanoma is different because people don't know about it. And they think, oh, well, my aunt had, like you said, a basal cell.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, I don't want to be rude.
Yeah.
You're fine.
You're like, that's not the same.
That
thing.
Is not the same. And please do not tell me about anyone who has melanoma. That is not a lie.
Jennifer, yeah. What was your experience?
Yeah, exactly.
I literally was pregnant with my second child. I think I was 8 months pregnant. It was in the summer, and I was at our country club at the pool with my 15-month-old. And a friend of mine whose brother-in-law is a dermatologist saw a spot on my leg right above my knee. And she said, you should really have that looked at. It's so weird. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so my mom, and everyone's gone to dermatologists and had stuff removed. She's like, you should probably go have that looked at after the baby's born. And I did. And it was melanoma on my leg. And I had it removed. And again, I didn't, like you, I didn't have any other things wrong with it. They just had to do the removal, but it was 17 stitches up the side of my leg.
Oh yeah, it's, you know, melanoma mm-hmm. surgery is, they have to take out a lot of skin because they have to uh-huh. make sure they're getting all the cells. So it's not just like, oh, they're just scraping a little mole off. It's
oh gosh,
major
no.
surgery. So, and, you know, anyone who's had melanoma understands that, and it's very different than yeah, a little basal cell.
And even when I have other things removed, and I'm sure, you know, you go, and sometimes my dermatologist would say, stop, we're not taking that off. Like,
right.
you are becoming crazy. But he would remove things, and I maybe couldn't, like, get the cream on it to make it heal the right way. And my little boys would look at it, and I've always told them, that is from not wearing sunscreen.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that is
knowledge.
And you have girls, and I have boys who do junior lifeguard, and they're getting to the ages where the rash guard is just not cool. So we had to come up with some different things this year. I've seen on your website, you have a lot of different things, sun protection, and I loved your sun shirts that you've shown, and the ones for kids as well.
And yeah. They also have sun hats that
you, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, so tell us a little bit about that for a second. We got a little bit longer, but I'm so glad that you joined us here.
I'm sorry, about...
Oh, the rash guards with
yeah,
the kids.
Well,
how you promote that with your kids?
You know, you have to find things that look good. I mean, no one wants to look horrible and not stylish and not feel good about what they're wearing. And so what I've really done and continue to try to do for myself and for my girls and through my website now to other people is help people find these products that are absolutely out there that look really good and are protecting you. And the nice thing now is that there's big major companies who are making really amazing looking rash guards. So you're not feeling like you're sacrificing style. I mean, when I started wearing rash guards back 13 years ago, I mean, they looked like outdoor furniture.
Oh,
like
horrible.
Covered. You know, I mean, it was horrible, horrible. It's like bright blue and it was like had no shape and these horrible boxy shirts, so ugly. But now there's, you know, great options and hats. There's so many cute hats. And, I mean, people wear hats all year round.
Yeah.
You
know what? It's more stylish now to be protective. I think that's really the bottom line.
If you flip through a magazine, you know, you're mostly seeing people who are kind of accepting the skin color that they have, and they're not doing, you know, they're not like loading up bronzer. They're not trying to be tan if that's not their natural color.
Although I do still feel I look better when I'm tan.
No, but
oh, we
do.
All
like,
do, but you could do a spray tan.
And I do.
Well, that's why
you
look so hot.
The great thing is there's all these safe ways to do it now.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, we're wrapping up at the last of our show. I'm so glad you were here. What is, in your opinion, the most important thing that people can do since we live in the sun?
I mean, dermatologist once a year, no tanning beds, and don't get a sunburn.
And don't get a sunburn, yeah.
I do have a question, though. Why is it when you put those tanning gels on, or tanning whatever they are, I still, the dark spots show up more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's up with the pigment? It's the cream goes on and it like goes, anything that's darker just gets that much darker because it's already a dark pigment.
Well, and you also have to make sure you exfoliate really well.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever there's like a buildup of dead cells, that's right. What it sticks to more.
Got it.
There you go. Well, I really appreciate you being a guest here. And where do we find your book?
Amazon is the best place. Really easy.
Okay, well, thank you so
much. So Barnes & Noble, I mean, it's around, but I always just tell people go to Amazon.
All right. Hillary, thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your journey with us.
Thank you. Stay cool.
Thank you. All right. Well, we are at the end of our show. And I do want to remind everybody of our show at 2 o'clock this afternoon right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Of course, it's about a completely different guest. So please join us. Lots more to give away. And I want you to be a part of all the great things that are happening here in the 805. Again, thank you, ladies and Tom and all my listeners out there. We are looking to expand our team, and if you are interested in finding stories out there, talking and learning, and kind of like a school on air, that's what this is all about. So give us an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or of course you can always have my phone number, 805-419-0008, and remind us, hook us up on Facebook and Twitter.
And we just joined Instagram, yep. 805 Chastain.
There you go. All right.
Definitely friend us.
There you go. All right. I do want to end our show with a moment of happiness. And I never dreamed about success. I worked for it. With that, keep working on it. Keep getting to whatever makes you have your amazing life. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.